Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
With the evening news on Highland Radio, I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at the headlines. European Union governments have approved the landmark Mercosur trade deal. The number of people in Donegal on the live register has fallen for the second year in a row. The parents of the late Leona Harper have made a fresh call to the government to establish an independent public inquiry into the Chrysler tragedy. And advice has been given to the public to ease pressure on Letterkenny University Hospital. These stories in full and more, and Mark Gallagher will be here for a sports update at around a quarter to six. But first, European Union governments have approved the landmark Mercosur trade deal, but Ireland was among a number of countries to oppose it. Political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
At European Council level, countries have voted in favour of the Mercosur trade deal, an agreement that's been in the works for a quarter of a century. Ireland opposed the deal along with France, Poland, Hungary and Austria, but with Italy backing the agreement, there weren't enough votes to block it. The deal is worth up to €49 billion a year to the EU economy across automotives, pharma and other sectors. It will see tariffs and barriers to trade with the Mercosur countries of Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay and Bolivia phased out over a decade. But farmers have long opposed the deal, saying it will allow almost 100,000 tonnes of lower quality meat with a huge carbon footprint into the EU market. Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty thinks the Irish Farmers Association have overblown the concerns.
The IFA are a superb lobbying organisation, hats off to them, but they have accentuated some of the issues to a level that has caused hysteria that isn't borne out by the evidence and isn't borne out by the people who actually provide the evidence, such as Chagas.
Despite that, her party has decided to oppose the deal, as has Fianna Fáil and the independents in government. It still needs to be approved by the European Parliament before it's fully sanctioned, but that's a vote Ursula von der Leyen is likely to win.
Independent Ireland says the public health ramifications of this cannot be ignored. Midlands Northwest MEP Kieran Mullooly is highlighting a Farmers Journal investigation which uncovered dangerous ingredients detected in Brazilian beef.
We have established in the European Parliament and in the European Commission over the course of the last 18 months the presence of very, very serious and very dangerous illegal animal growth promoters in Brazilian beef. Last week, 127 kilos of meat came into this country. In that meat, there was a drug called estradiol. It's carcinogenic, it's banned in Europe, and it went into the food chain. I would say the first interest of any government should be to ensure the public health is first and foremost in their minds. And obviously, it is a matter of serious concern to me and to most consumers, whether you're in Dublin or in Tullamore or in any part of the country today, that a carcinogenic food item would be on the shelf and unfortunately has been consumed already in this country.
The number of people in Donegal on the live register has fallen for the second year in a row. There were 7,498 people signing on across the county's eight social welfare offices at the end of December, down just over 3% on the same period last year. All but one of the offices saw their figures fall over the 12-month period. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
Dunfanaghy was the only local social welfare office in Donegal to register an increase, with 522 people signing on at the end of December, a rise of just over 4%. The largest percentage decrease was recorded in Killybegs, with 369 people on the register, a fall of just under 13%. Donegal Town was the only other area to register a double-digit decrease, with 479 people signing on, a fall of 11%. There were 977 people on the register in Ballybofey and 861 in Ballyshannon, both down 5%. The Dunloe office recorded a total of 786, down 4%, while there were 1,371 signing on in Buncrana, a fall of 2%. Letterkenny was virtually unchanged, with 2,133 on the register, a fall of 0.3%.
The parents of the late Leona Harper, who was one of the 10 people who died in the Chrysler explosion, has made a fresh call to the government to establish an independent public inquiry into what happened that day. An investigation file into the tragedy was forwarded to the Director of Public Prosecutions last September. However, no official explanation has yet been given for the cause. Last month, Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan ruled out an immediate public inquiry into the Chrysler tragedy. Leona Harper was 14 years old when she died, and she would have been celebrating her 18th birthday today. Her father, Hugh, says today is an especially difficult day for his family.
Today, again being Luna's 18th birthday, we feel that it's a poignant time to be re-establishing that call. We have many sleepless nights, the thoughts of that day. And basically, Barry, to get the answers to stop this from happening again is the most fundamental part of this campaign to call for a statutory judicial independent public inquiry. We don't want to see any of the family going through this again. If I only could find the words to describe that, it's very emotional. It's just hard to describe. Luna meant the world to us. Today, being her 18th birthday, we sit and we just wonder what would have been for her. You know, she should have been in college, she wanted to be a teacher, she had her life planned out. And that just makes it extra more difficult, you know, just trying to comprehend her not being here.
Figures released by the INMO this morning show 46 patients were awaiting beds at Letterkenny University Hospital. This week has seen a high number of patients at the hospital, which is increasing pressures. Integrated healthcare manager in Donegal, Dermot Monaghan, has given advice to the public on how to ease these pressures which are on the facility.
As everybody knows, Letterkenny University Hospital is under particularly significant pressure at the moment and is very busy. And we're seeing very high levels of attendance in our EDs. Like yesterday, there was 162, and the day before, there was 187 presentations. Therefore, we're asking people to consider all care options before attending the ED. So if your family or yourself are sick, there are a number of healthcare options available, and we'd ask that people plan ahead and know their options. The EDs are always there for you, but the EDs are busy, and those with the less urgent needs will be waiting longer to be seen. Therefore, we're asking people to use our out-of-hour GP services. They're available across the region, and we would ask people to contact the service before attending ED. We'd also ask them to use their local pharmacy, who have expert advice on a wide range of conditions and can assist in providing information and advice, which then means that you may not have to attend the ED. We're also saying to people that do not visit a healthcare setting, if you have any symptoms, you must postpone your visit until at least 48 hours after the symptoms have cleared. We're also asking people to, if they're visiting the hospital, to consider good hand hygiene and to use the hand gel that's available as regularly as possible. We're also making face masks available for use throughout the hospital.
Discussions are underway with a view towards establishing a Chamber of Commerce in Inishowen. Political and business representatives on the peninsula had a number of exploratory meetings during 2025, including one with Letterkenny Chamber. That meeting included a discussion on the success of the Shop LK voucher scheme. On today's Greg Hughes show, Letterkenny Chamber President Claire McDonough said despite a loss of consumer confidence, the scheme was a huge success over the past number of weeks.
When I look at the performance locally here in Letterkenny, and I'm thinking particularly of Shop LK, you'd have to look at the confidence displayed by people putting their hands in their pocket and buying Shop LK vouchers. We went from, our figure in 2024 was 7.02 million and it's 9.2 million for 2025, which is astounding. We would have to say that people maybe in Donegal, and I'm sure it's the same in other small towns, and a lot of new vouchers schemes have popped up in the last year or two. I think people understand the importance of shopping local and protecting local jobs and local business. So I would take great confidence from that.
Inishowen councillor Martin McDermott told Greg a similar voucher scheme in Carndonagh this year was a success, and that's fueled the appetite for the establishment of a full chamber.
The Traders Association have set that up locally in Cairn, and you know they also distribute those vouchers for all around the country. And this year they had over 1 million vouchers sold. So, you know, it has become very, very popular. It is really, really beneficial to the local community, particularly in the towns and villages rurally. We met with Claire and her team 8 or 9 months ago talking about having an Inishowen Chamber of Commerce and putting together an Inishowen Chamber of Commerce. And I think that would be really beneficial.
Donegal County Council is being asked to introduce a permanent one-way system in Rathmullen. Traffic restrictions are implemented on a temporary basis during times of heavy traffic, most recently during Christmas week. Councillor Pádraig McGarvey says when that happens, it works well, and he believes now is the time to make it a long-term arrangement, particularly with a new hotel planned and a very successful local link bus service serving the area.
We see a bus service there, Donal, that's coming through Rathmullen there now on a regular basis, and I see the benefit of the one-way system for the bus, and also plans now for a 37-bed hotel at the Peer Hotel site. This one-way system now will benefit that, and also the increased footfall and the visitors that come to Rathmullen on a daily basis. We've seen massive numbers coming to Rathmullen through the Christmas period there, and after Boxing Day we had the one-way system installed, and as soon as it was installed the traffic flowed freely around the town, and I think it made people coming into the town more comfortable.
And I think as well as that, visitors look at Rathmullen as somewhere they're going to go to, they're going to enjoy the amenities, they're going to enjoy the swilly, and then they're going to go home. But there are people who live there, and the people who live there need to have a big say in what happens on their own streets.
There is, Donal, and that's why it's important that the council plan now have the public consultation and proceed with this, because I speak to the residents daily. The pressure that they're under, the fear they have coming in around the front street and maybe meeting cars at a high speed, and it's so narrow, there's only one place for one car. Now's the time to start planning. Have the public consultation, Part 8, and implement this as a matter of urgency.
As Met Éireann forecast temperatures to drop as low as minus 3 degrees tonight, Donegal County Council have said all winter maintenance routes will be gridded from 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Road users are advised to exercise extreme care as freezing rain is predicted for some areas tonight and tomorrow morning. Assume no road is ice-free. Further details on routes are available on our website, highlandradio.com. Also, Met Éireann have issued a status yellow weather warning for wind in Donegal, coming into effect on Sunday from 4 p.m. The weather warning is also set to impact Clare, Kerry, Galway, Leitrim, Mayo and Sligo. They say it will be windy with strong and gusty southwest winds. The warning is valid until 10 p.m. on Sunday night. Police in Derry have arrested four people following the discovery of a cannabis factory in the city. It was found during a planned search of a property in the Waterside area yesterday. Three men aged 37, 39 and 60 and a woman aged 52 have been arrested on suspicion of drug-related offences. Alex Rowley has more.
PSNI Inspector Simon Gurney says cannabis factories such as the one discovered on Derry's Waterside often have links to serious criminality. He says police will continue to search for and seize drugs, investigate and arrest those involved in drug supply and remove drugs from our streets. Support from the public is crucial, he adds, and with people's help, he says the PSNI can focus their efforts on identifying those who make their living from illegal drugs and cause so much misery and harm by bringing them onto the streets. Inspector Gurney is urging anyone with information or concerns about drugs in their community to contact police.
The Minister for AI says reducing access to image generation with Grok to paying subscribers doesn't give anyone any confidence. X today made the functions available only to those who subscribe to the AI tool. It's after users of the platform were asking Grok to generate sexually explicit images of people, including children. Niamh Smith is concerned children could get access to Grok as well.
Child pornography that are implying child abuse is illegal in this country. And so making a subscription paywall doesn't give me any comfort, and certainly wouldn't give the Irish government or parents who might be concerned that their children, their images might be used, or worse, that their children might be using it as a tool.
It is 17 minutes to 6 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher will be here with a sports update after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, now stocking the new Donegal GAA jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 5:45 here in Highland Radio and Mark Gallagher is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. Good evening. We'll start with rugby. Leinster have named their team to face La Rochelle in the Investec Champions Cup tomorrow. Thomas Clarkson is named as the starting tight head, with Andrew Sparrow in line for the European debut off the bench. Head coach Leo Cullen is down a number of front row options this weekend, with Tadhg Furlong, Andrew Porter and Jack Boyle all ruled out through injury. But he's confident these won't be long-term issues.
Tadhg took a head knock at training, so he's in gradually return to play. So I think he'll be back next week. Andrew Porter got injured yesterday in training with a calf, so timeline uncertain with him. Jack Boyle went off at the weekend with a bang to his shoulder, so I don't think he's going to be too bad. I think it'll be possibly next week, if not next week, the week after.
The Munster team has also been named for their trip to Toulon on Sunday. Academy winger Ben O'Connor is named in the back three alongside Shane Daly and Calvin Nash, while Craig Casey and Jack Crowley link up again at halfback. Captain Tadhg Byrne returns to lead the pack from the back row. Connacht also ring in the changes for their away game against Montpellier in the Challenge Cup on Sunday. There's a new look midfield pairing of Cahill Ford and Harry West, with Ben Murphy starting at scrum half and Shane Jennings coming in on the wing. Cian Prendergast captains the side from blindside flanker, while there's a first start for Academy loosehead Billy Bowen in the front row. Ulster head coach Richie Murphy makes 10 changes for their clash with the Cheetahs in Amsterdam. There's a first senior start for Bradley McNamara at fullback. In soccer, there's one Irish Cup fifth round fixture this evening. Mark Coyle's new club Coleraine play Crusaders, and there are a number of Northwest sides in cup action tomorrow. Strabane Athletic host Premiership giants Glentoran. Institute head to Ballinamallard United, and Limavady welcome Lisburn. The third round of the FA Cup gets underway this evening. In the pick of tonight's games, Premier League side Nottingham Forest make the trip to Championship outfit Wrexham. That is one of four fixtures underway from 7:30. Bukayo Saka has committed his long-term future to Arsenal. The England winger has agreed an extension to his current deal that will run until 2031. Saka came through the club's academy and has scored 77 goals in 290 appearances. Celtic boss Martin O'Neill doesn't think it's likely Kyogo Furuhashi will return to the club this month. The Japan international has scored just once since joining Birmingham in the summer after an unhappy 6-month spell with French side Rennes. Kyogo scored 85 goals in 165 appearances for Celtic, but O'Neill says a deal to bring him back to the Scottish Premiership isn't currently on the table.
I would have said that would probably be unlikely. I think there is a viewpoint that that he wants to really prove himself at Birmingham, which is no surprise.
In Gaelic games, the Donegal Hurlers defeated Tyrone to reach the semi-final of the Conor McGurk Cup last night. An entertaining game finished 3-13 apiece, and it was Mickey McCann's side who prevailed 4-3 on penalties in Convoy. Donegal will now face Ulster University in the last four on Sunday in Jordanstown. The footballers start their 2026 season with a trip to Tunbridge on Sunday to play Antrim. We'll have full live match coverage with Pádraig Hilferty and Brendan Kilcoyne from the 1:30 throw-in. Donegal need to beat Antrim by at least 16 points to top the group and guarantee themselves a place in the semi-finals. On the club scene here in the county, Glenn Swilly have today announced that Darren McGinley will be their new manager for 2026. In darts, world champion Luke Littler has earned a historic payday after agreeing a record deal with his darts supplier worth just over €23 million. The 18-year-old, who successfully defended his world title at Alexander Palace last Saturday, has renewed his contract with Target Darts. He also has lucrative deals with Xbox, KP Nuts and Boohoo Man, making him by far the highest earner in the sport. Finally for now, in boxing, the 2026 National Elite Championships begin this evening at the National Stadium, and among those in action is Jude Gallagher. The Tyrone Olympian from the Two Castles Club is the only fighter from the Northwest involved in the competition. Gallagher will take on Martin McDonagh of Avona in Dublin, with the winner progressing to the semi-final stage. That is all your sport for today, but you can join myself and Kieran Cannon on Highland Radio Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. Back to you, Ryan.
Thanks, Mark. Agus nish an nucht le Colm Ferter.
Jim and Natasha of Colm Ferter and Charlin the Prieve Skelty. Ta clar farberha chanlari nua i ventriacht hoshilta agus planol chango fogarha i grun de geltacta. Clar chan rodiach nua e con car le comus. Gelagori na herin agus galagori na halabinye. Farberch na ventriacht a socialta agus planol a changa. Sna region at ha mwenihe egan udras agus bord na galic. Codjahi an clar le canari teiskincha oil na kenyal ventriacta hosilta agus an rôl at ha aku hen sanarnyal. Carher sampli practicula e lahar agus carher ola surfoil an chonachar at ha emerch eg ran farchihe canter saku hen. Ejra yalin janher nask ejra fulamori giliga agus lukt fionter hosilta le galig na halabanya agus toher ola stifa valley. Sha a curry vibe and a go higgs fain. Tan okage an okage fish the hudge conron the gillick of fogarha dandarna la jeg the me marta emliana togan an kogal atalave a chonaliha emalia haclea chance to agriacti of a skultaha a hudge planal dan toahi a curry lahar major la fentriacta o hiv usage in the gilliga jet and a go higgs fain. To ga holus fwein na dati agus na jeshina ta kara foil da pobol na geliga da skoltaha agus da agriachti parcha glaku eg conru na geliga bonkai ii. Agus tá caiste féile scoldrámaíochta a ghlacu le hirithis don éile náisiúnta scoldrámaíochta fíhe fíhe sa sé go dí an séil a da mí fiara. Agrian an common scoldrámaíochta a tá anis fúi chúram an oireachtas féilte drámaíochta ar fod na tíra con drámaí fríd man na gíriga a spragu agus a chor chun chinn a másc glúin óg na tíra. Tógan na féilte seo déis de scolarí bonscola agus ír bonscola skilla na tianga cruhiochta agus drámaíochta a arbert i djimpalacht spragul agus hiumsúl. Le oscion 10,000 poeste ag lacu pártsinus den féilte gablian, céilir a hir an éle scol drámaíochta conde gún an all in áraclán gídóir ag tús mí márta fíhe fíhe sa sé, agus a spriktáta lahe antrana ná an séil láda mí fiara. Sin ma hod se eligulier slán agus banacht.
And the weather scattered showers of rain or sleet this evening as temperatures fall close to freezing. Cold and mostly dry tonight with some scattered wintry showers. Lowest temperatures of -3 to 0 degrees with frost and ice patches. Light westerly breezes will allow patches of fog or freezing fog to form in places. Starting cold tomorrow morning with frost, ice and fog slow to clear. Dry and bright for most with isolated showers. Cloud will build from the west through the afternoon with outbreaks of rain and drizzle moving in later. High temperatures of 3 to 7 degrees in mostly light southwesterly winds. A look back on this evening's main stories. European Union governments have approved the landmark Mercosur trade deal. Ireland was among a number of countries to oppose it. Independent Ireland says the public health ramifications of this cannot be ignored. Midlands North West MEP Kieran Mullooly has highlighted a Farmers Journal investigation which uncovered dangerous ingredients detected in Brazilian beef. The number of people in Donegal on the live register has fallen for the second year in a row. There were 7,498 people signing on across the county's 8 social welfare offices at the end of December, down just over 3% on the same period last year. All but one of the offices saw their figures fall over the 12-month period. The parents of the late Leona Harper, who was one of the 10 people who died in the Chrysler tragedy, has made a fresh call to government to establish an independent public inquiry into what happened that day. An investigation file into the tragedy was forwarded to the Director of Public Prosecutions last September. However, no official explanation has yet been given for the cause. Last month, Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan ruled out an immediate public inquiry into the tragedy. Leona Harper was 14 years old when she died. She would have been celebrating her 18th birthday today. And pressures are increasing on Letterkenny University Hospital. This follows a high volume of patients attending the emergency department this week. According to figures from the INMO this morning, 46 people were awaiting beds at the hospital. Integrated healthcare manager in Donegal, Dermot Monaghan, is asking people to consider all care options before they attend the emergency department, as those with less urgent needs will wait longer to be seen. That is all for the newsroom for now. Our next update will be at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, January 9th. The death has occurred of Patsy McGinley, Ballylast, Castle Finn, Lifford. Patsy will be reposing at his late residence today from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The funeral cortege will leave his late residence on Sunday afternoon at 12:20 p.m, travelling to St Columba's Church, Dunnyloop, for 1 p.m. Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed online via the parish webcam on YouTube. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Archview Lodge Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund and Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Kelly's Funeral Directors, Oakfield Rafoe. The death has occurred of Tom Cunningham, Muff Road, Kildaff. Tom's remains will repose at the home of his son, Matt and Denise Cunningham, Truscullion, off the Muff Road, this evening from 8 p.m, where you're all welcome to pay your respects. Funeral from there on Sunday, leaving the house at 9:45 for 10:30 a.m. funeral mass in St Patrick's Church, Ochaclea, followed by interment in Bochan Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Patients Comfort Fund, Carndonagh Community Hospital, or RNLI, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Joe Boyle, Anne Owen, Shesh Kinnerone, Dunglow, and formerly of Cardiff, Wales, and Crookakean, Anagri. Joe's remains will repose at McGlynn's funeral home, Donglo, today with rosary at 8 p.m. and tomorrow from 5 p.m. with rosary at 8 p.m. Removal afterwards to his home in Sheshkinaroan. How strictly private to family only, please. Funeral mass at 11 a.m. on Sunday in St Mary's Church, Kincastle, with interment in Belcroot Cemetery. Family flowers in lieu to Donglo Hospital Patients Comfort Fund. The death has occurred of Brendan Silver, Roscommon in Dublin, Caravan Road, Donglo. The wake will take place at his home on Caravan Road, Donglo, today and tomorrow with rosary both nights at 8 p.m. Funeral mass will take place in St Cronus Church, Donglo, at 1 p.m. on Sunday with burial in the old graveyard. The death has taken place of Matt Murr, 14 Ardcomkill, Letterkenny. Wake at his late residence until 10 p.m. today, and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Funeral service in the family home on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m, followed by interment in Gortley Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Cornwall Parish Church, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Margaret Nealis, née Conlon, late of 5 New Street, Claddy, and formerly of Mullinari, Carrickmacross, reposing at the home of her daughter and son-in-law Patricia and Eugene Walsh, 11 Tullochore Heights, Strabane, today until 10 p.m. Funeral from there tomorrow at 1:15 p.m. for Requiem Mass at 2 p.m. in St Columbus Church, Dunnyloop. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has occurred of Catherine K. Stewart, Chris Lamore, Burnfoot. Kay's remains will be reposing at Murphy's funeral home today until 9 p.m. Removal from her home at Chris Lamore tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. to St Murray's Church, Fawn, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Foyle Hospice, care of any family member, or Sean Murphy, funeral director. The death has taken place of Jean Borland, Ty na Brua, Red Bray, Rathmullen, reposing at the residence of her niece, Emily Borland, Red Bray, Rathmullen, today until 10 p.m. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. in Rathmullen Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Aris E. Donal Residence Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Etna McCool, 9 Melvin View, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.